And we're looking forward to a ball game here this afternoon that will send one of these two into the World Series, naturally. Now, I think George Kell has the lineups for us, so I'll sit back and check on the records of the pitchers, and we'll be ready to go with the action here from Dodger Stadium in very few minutes now. George, you do have the lineups and the umpires, et cetera, have you not?
Right, Al. I think everything's set up here. For the visiting Giants first. Leading off and playing left field today will be Harvey Keene. Batting in the second position and playing second base will be Chuck Hiller. Chuck Hiller will be at second base. Batting in the number three position and playing in right field will be Philip Alou. Alou will be in right field. Batting fourth and playing center field will be the incomparable Willie Mays. Willie Mays in center field. Batting fifth and playing at first base will be Orlando Cepeda. Cepeda will be at first base. Batting sixth and doing the catching will be Ed Bailey. Ed Bailey will be the catcher. Tom Holler, who was injured in yesterday's ball game, reported ready for action today, and it could be that he'll get into the ball game. He is not in the starting lineup, but Dark says he can play if needed. Batting seventh and playing at third base will be Jim Davenport. Davenport at third base. Batting eighth and playing shortstop will be Jose Pagan. Pagan will be the shortstop. And batting ninth and doing the pitching for the Giants today will be a big, tall right-hander, Juan Marichal. Marichal has won 18 and lost 11 this year. For the Dodgers, leading off and playing shortstop will be Maury Wills. Maury Wills, the shortstop. Batting second and playing second base will be Jim Gilliam. Gilliam at second base. Batting third and playing left field will be Duke Snider. Snider in left field, and the captain, Duke Snider, of the Dodgers, had just moved up to home plate along with the four umpires. And here's Whitey Lockman coming out with the lineup for the Giants. Batting fourth and playing at third base today will be Tommy Davis. Davis at third base. Batting fifth and playing first base will be Wally Moon. Moon at first base. Batting sixth and playing right field will be Frank Howard. Howard in right field. Batting seventh and doing the catching will be John Roseborough. Roseborough, the catcher. Batting eighth and playing in center field will be Willie Davis. Davis in center field. And batting ninth and doing the pitching for the Dodgers will be Johnny Padres, a left-hander. The umpires, Bodges, will be behind the plate. Donatelli at first base, Jock O'Conlon down at second base, and Al Barlick will be on at third. Well, right now, moving into the mic, all set to bring you the play-by-play, is Al Helfer of the Houston Colts. And Al, we picked you up mighty strong in Detroit all summer. You're big in Detroit.
Is that right, George?
Oh, you come in there with a Houston Colt network like gangbusters.
Well, we're very
enjoy listening to you.
Thank you very much, George. All right, everybody. It's very good to be here with George Kell this afternoon. He'll bring you the final action of the ball game to be played here between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants. We expect an afternoon of baseball that will be nip and tuck all the way, especially when it's being pitched by Johnny Padres and Juan Marichal. These two men know that the pressure is down on their shoulders. Their ball clubs will be depending upon them here this afternoon. Johnny Padres, the withering New York left-hander, is out on the mound now. Let us set the Dodgers for you defensively. It's the same ball club. Started the ball game yesterday. For the Dodgers at first base will be Wally Moon. At second base, Jim Gilliam. The shortstop will be Maury Wills. At third base, Tommy Davis. Out in left field, the veteran Duke Snider. Despite the fact that his knee has kicked up on him slightly, he's out in left field. In center field, Willie Davis. And in right field is big Frank Howard. Behind the plate, Johnny Roseborough. And out on the mound, the southpaw, Johnny Padres. Johnny getting ready now for his first pitch to Harvey Keene, the leadoff man of the San Francisco Giants. Keene batting at 3-0-3. The pitch in there for the strike. Well, this ball game is on the fire. Johnny Padres, who first began his professional pitching career back in the year of 1951 at Newport News in the Piedmont League. Johnny works fastball to the plate, and that's in there, strike two. The Los Angeles Dodgers, the San Francisco Giants. In 20 ball games played between these two teams, they stand off at 10-10. They're 1-1 here in this series. The pitch swung on by Keene. Line shot to left field, base hit. Snyder over, grabs it on the skip, fires it back in, and Keene is a base runner at first. So Johnny Padres has been touched for the first base hit in the ball game. Padres, incidentally, has pitched 250 innings of ball this year, and his earned run average is 3.85. He has given up 70 walks and 178 strikeouts he has amassed. Hitting left-handed now is Chuck Hiller, batting at 275, choking up on the handle. A pitch, there's the bunt, pushed down the first base side, and the Dodgers were expecting it. It goes foul. So right away, Alvin Dark and company are trying to get that runner right down to second base and get off and scoring right away. Boy, this certainly was a Donnybrook here yesterday. Believe me, a final score of 8-7. People went home from here yesterday, hoarse but happy. Harvey Keene takes his lead at first base now. Hitter up at the plate. Squares off to bump this ball, and he does out in front of the plate. It's going to be played by Roseborough. His only chance is to go to first. Gilliam covers first base, takes the dive. The sacrifice works, and Keene moves down to second base. So Chuck Hiller will not be counted as a time at bat on this one. Billy Palou, the right fielder, coming up now. This fellow has been a tower of strength, too, for the San Francisco Giants. This year, he has batted at 316 for them. He has 25 home runs and 98 runs driven in. He's a right-hand hitter standing deep at the plate. Overly close stance, with his left foot forward to the plate, holds that bat way down by the knob. Harvey Keene is the runner at second base. Andres checks him over the shoulder, delivers a curveball that's slammed foul into the ground for strike one. No balls and one strike. Following Alou, we'll have the big guy, Willie Mays. Johnny Padres, who is no stranger to the pressure and the tension that rests on his shoulders right now. He's an old pro. He's been out there a long time. Down comes the pitch. Right in off the hips. One ball and one strike. Johnny Padres has pitched in 5 World Series games with the Dodgers. In 53 and 55, when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers, he appeared in ball games for them. And as the Los Angeles Dodgers in 1959, Johnny pitched in 2 games in that World Series. So Johnny knows what it is to be out there when the chips are down. Behind the plate, Johnny Roseborough pops him as a target. Down comes the pitch. Swung on and beaten down into the ground again. Strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. For Philly Palou, the outfield has spanned around the left and playing him deep. The hole in the outfield is in right center, 390 feet to the right center wall. Gilliam, playing at second base, is pulled over behind second almost for this right-hand hitter, and he's playing back on the rim of the outfield grass. Needless to say, the left side of the Dodger infield is deep. Keene at second. The pitch to the plate, taken on the inside, down across the shoes. 2 balls and 2 strikes. In case you just hooked up with us, the NBC microphones are here again today at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. The ball game has started with Keene having singled to left field, Hiller sacrificing him down to second. He is at second base right now. Up at the plate is Philly Palou. His count is 2 balls and 2 strikes, and there is no score. Johnny Padres on the mound for the Dodgers. Comes set. Delivers fastball. Swung on. Broken bat. Hit right back to the mound. Padres turns, throws over to first base to Malone, as Keene holds at second. So there are 2 outs here in the top half of the first inning. That brings on Willie Mays, who leads the majors in home runs with 49, has 140 runs driven in, and batting at 304. Willie Mays digging in. Mays in yesterday's ball game had 1 base hit, and that came in the 8th inning. He did not score any runs, nor did he drive any in. He flied twice to center, fouled out to the catcher, forced a man, and singled to left his last time up. So he was 1-4-5 yesterday. Right-hand hitter, many times has been called the meal ticket of the San Francisco Giants. Johnny Padres is ready, comes set, looks at Mays, delivers to him, fastball, ripped in there for a strike. Johnny Padres is going in this ball game, ladies and gentlemen, on 2 days' rest. Drysdale yesterday gave all he had. He was a tired pitcher. Jack Sanford had to go out after five innings. Jack had been suffering from flu, but went yesterday for his ball club, went as far as he could. Padres fastball inside. Mays jumping back to take it right across the knees. The count is one ball and one strike. For Mays, the outfield fanned the left playing deep. And here in this brilliant California sunshine, we have very little breeze blowing. What we do have is blowing out towards center field. Harvey Keene, with two out, is still on at second base in this scoreless ball game. Johnny Pudras takes his sign from Johnny Roseboro. The left-hander goes to the stretch and comes set, checks his runner, delivers the plate fastball. Punch foul off to the right of the plate, back into the second tier, out of play. One ball, two strike count on Willie Mays. Should Willie get on, we'll have Orlando Cepedo. Orlando, the first baseman of the San Francisco Giants. Padres with his right hand on his knee, leans forward, gets his sign. Roseboro wigwags him to him. And then time is called. They can't seem to get together on the signals, and Roseboro trots out to the mound to have a talk with Padres. We're in the top half of the first inning here at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. It has come right down to the very last wire. Ball club that wins this one will meet the New York Yankees starting tomorrow in the World Series. See the commissioners here looking on at this one this afternoon. Now for the 1-2 delivery. An overhand fastball swung on by Willie Mays and popped foul. That one's back to the crowd out of play. One ball, two strikes on Willie. Wide spread eagle stance with this right-hand hitter. He spreads himself out pretty well in batter's box. Harvey Keene takes a pretty good-sized lead at second base. It's a scoreless ball game. Top of the first inning, two outs. Padres delivers a soft curve ball. Is hammered right back to the mound on the second swing. The corner of first base is fine. Oh, that's all. Willie Mays tried to check his swing, but couldn't. He tapped it back to the mound, and Padres got him. No runs. There was one base hit. There were no errors, and one man was left on. So the score at the end of half an inning. It's the Giants nothing, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are now coming to bat. And now, here is a message from our sponsor.
They're due advanced thinking, it's due to Baker. Advanced thinking puts you years ahead. Advanced thinking, you're first with the future. Due to Baker's thinking ahead. Advanced new Avanti, brand new dream car.
Advanced new cruiser, spanking new.
Advanced new Lark.
Advanced Hawk, too. The ride of the future is waiting for you. Studebaker's first with disc brakes of the future. New supercharged power for safety and fun.
First with the flare of tomorrow, too.
The drive of the future is ready for you. Advanced thinking from Studebaker. First with the future and ready for you.
Ready for you now at your Studebaker dealers, the cars with advanced thinking. This is introduction week. Your Studebaker dealer invites you to come in and drive the cars with the exclusive features of tomorrow from Studebaker for 63. We move into the last half of inning number one here now. The Los Angeles Dodgers get their first whack at it. They'll be facing right-hander Juan Marichal.
This fellow's a pretty good pitcher.
Marichal has won 18 this year and has lost 11. As George Kell has already told you, he's 3-1, three wins, one loss, with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and 6-4 with them on a lifetime. Mari Wills, the switch hitter, is the first man up, batting left-handed, hitting a 296. Marichal comes to him with an overhand curve and drills it in there for the strike. Jim Davenport is up shallow at third base. Orlando Cepeda is up shallow at first base. They're expecting Wills might be trying to bunt his way on. He's the scat back on the base paths, and they don't want him to get there if they can keep him off. Pitch is hit right back to the mound. Off the bare hand of Marichal. He's knocked it up, and it throws wild at first base. Mari Wills is going on to second base, and that's where he'll stay at second base. pitchers. However, Maury Wills will capture first base on the base hit. A wrap off the bare hand of Juan Marichal and his wild throw finally trying desperately to get Maury Wills at first base puts Maury on second for the first error in the ballgame. So here we go. Marichal is charged with the error. Right away, he's in trouble here in the last half of the first inning. He's given up the first hit to the L.A. Dodgers, and Alvin Dark comes off the mound to see if Marichal is all right. He tried to field that ball with his bare right hand. And as we used to say back home, give the devil his due. The young fella undoubtedly had a stinging right hand when he fielded that ball finally and made his throw to first base. Alvin Dark is questioning Marichal, and apparently he's all right. He wants to keep on going. Juan Marichal first started pitching in the States in 1958 at Michigan City, the Midwest League. Came through Springfield and Tacoma to the San Francisco Giants. He was born down in Laguna Verde in the Dominican Republic. He's 24 years old. He'll be 25 on the 20th of this month. He pitches now to Jim Gilliam, who swings on the first pitch and pops it up. Back by second base, Hiller calls for it and grabs it. So there's the first out. Gilliam wandered up there batting at 273. Now comes the veteran Duke Snider. Duke Snider standing up there. The Duke playing his 80th ball game for the Dodgers this year, sitting at 271. He has five home runs, 30 runs batted in. Maury Wills' lead at second base is short. Pagan, the shortstop, is in behind him. The pitch to the plate swung on by the Duke and popped up in foul ground. This will come back over the net and out of play. Setting the Giants for you here defensively in the last half of the first inning, Cepeda is at first base. Chuck Hiller is your second baseman. Jose Pagan is at shortstop. At third is Jim Davenport. Out in left field is Harvey Keene. The center fielder, Willie Mays. And in right field, Philippe Helou. Bailey is behind the plate. Ed Bailey, Marichal pitching. He does this time, and it's swung on. There's a high pop up for the mound. Coming on is Jim Davenport, the third baseman. Calls for it, and he's got it. Turns around and makes sure that Maury Wills doesn't try to dig for third base. So there are two outs here in the last half of the first inning of this very important ball game. Maury Wills, who singled off the pitcher's bare right hand and moved on to second base on the error throw at first base by Marichal, is riding at second, representing the possible first run in the ball game. If you recall, in the top half of the first inning, the Giants got Harvey Keene to second, but he died there with one out. Philip Helou hit back to the mound, and so did Willie Mays. Willie Mays hit back to the mound on a check swing. He was trying to check up on a change-up curve that had been thrown to him, and he tapped it back to the mound. So Padres had gotten out of his first inning, and now Marichal is trying to wade around in hot water here and get out of the last half of the first inning. Jim Davenport goes deep now at third base. Pagan goes deep at shortstop and allows the Wills to take a couple of steps lead with this big right-hand hitter up there. Leading the league at 344 is Tommy Davis, with 26 home runs and 151 runs driven in. He leads in that department, too. There's the attempted pickoff, or the start of one. The throw is not made from the mound, however, as Maury Wills went diving back in on his stomach. Yesterday, on his 30th birthday, he stole his 101st base this year and also scored the winning run. Marichal delivers, and Davis takes a cut at it and fouls it back. No balls and one strike. That's a count on Tommy Davis. He'll be followed by Wally Moon, should he get on. So both sides have had a threat here in the first inning. The Giants could not cash in on theirs. Let's see what the Dodgers can do with their opportunity. Maury Wills leading at second base now, taking a pretty good size lead. Both the second baseman and the shortstop are pinching in on him to keep him close. Marichal stretches, comes set, checks the runner, delivers now to Davis, an overhand pitch that's outside. One ball and one strike. Marichal throws the slider. His curveball sinks pretty well. He's one of the few guys I can remember in the league left that goes into the big stretch and the big windup. In comes the pitch. It's a curve right across the fists. Oh, it's one ball, two strikes now. Marshall never gives you the impression that he's pitching in a hurry. His movements are all very deliberate. Hiding that ball behind his back, he takes his sign out. Matt Bailey looks down at Tommy Davis, the right-hand hitter, standing just off the plate. Looks at Wills at second base now. Checks him as he comes set. Bears back delivers. The pitch is swung on and popped out into very short left field. The shortstop back, Pagan, has it, and the inning is over. Well, that's it here in the last half of the first inning. No runs. There was one hit. There was an error. And there was one man left on. So the score at the end of one full inning of play. It's the Giants nothing, and the Dodgers have nothing. Well, the chips are down here in Los Angeles today, and Schlitz is happy to again be your host. When good things happen, Schlitz is always on hand. So settle back and enjoy a friendly glass of Schlitz. No question about who the winner will be when you get together with Schlitz. Real gusto in a great light beer.
Let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. Have that great light beer from Schlitz. Get that real gusto, only Schlitz has got.
From the creamy white collar
to the very last drop.
So let's get together with a glass of Schlitz. A friendly glass of Schlitz. Real gusto in a great light beer.
Schlitz, the Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
So there's no score as we go into the top of the second. Cepeda will lead off and here's out.
All right, George, all set to go here. Orlando Cepeda hitting a 306 with 35 home runs and 113 runs driven in. A right-hand batter. Overly close stance, stands way deep in plate. It's about as deep in batter's box as law will allow. Fastball fired to him by Padres is over for the strike. Johnny Padres, who has won 15 this year and lost 13. Only one time has he beaten the San Francisco Giants, and three times they have tabbed him. Padres is ready now. Delivers overhand fastball, swung on, and hit out into very short right center field. Second baseman Gilliam under it makes the tag. Well, one away here in the top half of the second inning of the scoreless ball game. That'll bring on Ed Bailey. We should like to remind you once again, everybody, that throughout the afternoon, the NBC network will follow the orbital flight of Commander Sherrill, and we'll bring you all of the latest information, even if it necessitates our cutting in and out of the ball game to do so. Sure, you'll want to know just as much about that gentleman as you do about the men who are playing ball here. Her ball to Ed Bailey is in there for the strike. The ball is one strike. Bailey batting at 228, 17 home runs, and 45 runs driven in. In rides a pitch to Eddie. It's low. One ball and one strike. Bailey played in the first ball game in this playoff series up at Candlestick Park in San Francisco. Had one hit. Swings on this pitch and hits it down to the right side. Wally Moon digs it out of the dirt at first base. Steps on first. That's all for Bailey. Two up, two down here in the top half of the second inning of the scoreless ball game. And that'll bring along Jim Davenport, who has been dropped down to hit in the number seven position. Yesterday, Davenport hit in the number two spot. Was up six times and had a pair of base hits and one run driven in. Right-handed batsman. 297 is his batting percentage. He has 14 home runs and 57 runs driven in. Padres feeds him the fastball, and that's inside for ball one. The plate umpire here this afternoon, Dusty Bogus. Augie Donatelli at first base. At second is Jocko Conlon, and in third is Al Barley. The coach is here for the Giants this afternoon. Westerman at first, Lockman at third. Soft curve offered to the plate. It's low, and Davenport's count now goes to two balls and no strikes. Johnny Padres, who on the 30th day of September became 30 years old. Here comes the pitch, low and on the inside. So Johnny's gotten behind here to Davenport. On a 3-0 count, there are two outs here in the top of the second inning. There are no base runners for the Giants, and there is no score in the ballgame. August Reyes back now, comes in with a fastball and lays it down the pike. Count is 3-1. First ball game, very fine ball game as far as Billy Pierce was concerned. He pitched a magnificent game for the Giants at Candlestick. Pitch is hung on and missed both by two. That's a 3-2 count now on Jim Davenport. Billy Pierce pitched a fine three-hitter and won it 8-0, first ball game. And in yesterday's nip-and-tuck affair, the Giants used 8 pitchers to the Dodgers' 5 before the ball game went to the Dodgers' 8-7. High fly ball hit the center field. Davis should have this one easily, and he does. Let's retire to second. Nothing to cross here in the top half of the second inning as the Giants go quietly, and the score at the end of an inning and a half. San Francisco nothing, and Los Angeles nothing. And now, here is a commercial message.
Howdy, folks. This is Art Baker. I want to tell you about one of the most unusual products I've ever used. It's called STP, a special oil concentrate developed in Germany and now made in America. STP blends with your oil and coats every moving part of the engine with a film of the slipperiest oil you can imagine, reducing friction to almost nothing, giving you more usable power. What makes STP so special is that after people use it, they notice such an improvement in their car's performance that they go out and brag on it, just as I'm doing now. The wonders of STP were discovered by race and sport car enthusiasts interested in more speed. Then truck operators noticed how much better and longer their equipment operated after it had been added to their oil. And now motorists looking for more compression and power are also discovering STP. I hope you'll try a pint of STP yourself and end up bragging like the rest of us. Available at service stations, garages, and car dealers everywhere. STP, just $1.35 per pint.
Now we go into the bottom of the second inning. There's no score in the ballgame. Each team with one hit, the Giants have committed one error. Wally Moon, the first baseman, will be leading off for the Dodgers. Here's Al.
All right, George, Wally Moon stepping up to the plate here, batting at 245. He's appearing in his mighty fifth ball game for the Los Angeles Dodgers this year. This left-handed batter with a 245 average has 4 home runs and 31 runs driven in. Juan Marichal starts his motion, kicks and throws. Moon takes, that's low. 1-0. Up shallow at third base with a left-hand hitter up there is Jim Davenport, the right side of the infield deep. However, Cepeda at first is not playing duty. He's playing about midway back. Overhand curveball is swung on by Moon and popped up in foul ground off the first base side. Across comes hitter, back goes Cepeda. Cepeda calls for it, and Cepeda in foul ground makes the catch. Well, Moon is out of there. Here's the first out in the last half of inning number 2. Here's the big guy for the Los Angeles Dodgers. 6'7", 250-pound Frank Howard. And when he steps up there with that bat, it looks like a toothpick in his hand. He stands away from the plate, sort of catty-cornered across it, left foot forward to the plate, and steps into the pitches in order to get more power. Marichal is ready, delivers to him, and the curve stays high. And when you pitch high to this guy, it's way upstairs. 1-0. Count on Frank Howard. 1 out, the base is empty, bottom of the second inning, no score. Marichal, the right-hander, going against Johnny Podres, the left-hander. Outfield fan to the left, they're playing deep. Marichal delivers 1-0. Howard swings on it. Grass cutter to shortstop. Pagan up with it. Throws on to first base to Cepeda. And that's all for Howard. He's out from short to first. And that'll bring up Johnny Roseboro. Catcher Johnny Roseboro hits left-handed and stands deep at the plate and guards it from behind. He guards up on it somewhat. He's batting at 251. He has hit 7 home runs. Swings on the first pitch and pops it up. Out in very short right field goes Chuck Hiller, the second baseman. Under it, makes the catch. And that's all for the Dodgers here in the last half of the second inning as they go bang, 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 right down in order. Nothing across. And the score at the end of 2 full innings of play now. It's the Giants nothing. The Dodgers have nothing. Now, here's a message from our sponsor.
Together with a glass of Schlitz. That's great, right? beer from Schlitz.
Made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good.
Real gusto in a great light beer.
The Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee and other cities.
Before we pick up the action here in the top half of the third inning, we pause 30 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY, the General Electric Station, Schenectady.
Top half of inning number three. Jose Pagan, the shortstop, up for his first time, tries to bunt the first pitch and fouls it away to the right. Ball strike one. Pagan, a 256 hitter and a right-handed batsman, has hit seven home runs this year, 57 runs driven in for San Francisco. We have all the earmarks of a tight ball game in which runs may possibly be as scarce as hen's teeth here this afternoon. They'll be playing this one right down to the nubbin. Johnny Padres, the left-hander, doing the pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Rares back, delivers 0-1 to the plate, swung on and lined in the left field for a base hit. Snyder has the ball now and fires it back in to Mari Wills, who goes out to make the relay. And Jose Pagan is on. Rifle shot to left field. That'll be hit number two of Padres. Both hits have been to left field. Harvey Keene opened the ball game in the first inning by blasting one into left field on a line shot, and Pagan has just duplicated that. Now here is Juan Marichal. This fellow is not a bad hitting pitcher. Very businesslike up at the plate. He's had 20 base hits in 87 times up, a percentage standing of .230. He's hit no home runs, however, but he does have 10 runs driven in for the ball club. Juan Marichal, a right-hand hitter, stands about midway in batter's box all the way around. Padres checks him. They're expecting the bunt. The throw to first base, that's just to keep Pagan close. He wasn't going much of anywhere. Tommy Davis is shallow at third. He's already creeping in. Down comes the pitch. There is the attempted bunt. It's popped foul down the first base line. Wally Moon almost had a chance for it, but had overran the ball, and it drops untouched for a strike. So the count is no balls, one strike on Juan Marichal. He, of course, is hitting number nine in the San Francisco order. He'll be followed by the leadoffer, Harvey Keene. Johnny Padres comes set now. See what Marichal is going to do on this pitch. He squares off, does bunt this one back toward the mound. Johnny Padres plays it. He goes back to second base and throws the ball away. Getting up and moving on into third base is Pagan. So it was the choice of Johnny Padres to fire that ball back to second base to Mari Wills in an attempt to get Pagan moving down to second base. And Johnny threw it away for an error. Now, both errors in this ball game have been charged to the pitchers. Marichal has one, now Padres has one. Well, Marichal becomes a base runner at first base on the fielder's choice. Pagan moving all the way around to third base on Johnny Padres' throwing error. Pagan at third base now. Marichal at first. Here's Harvey Keene. He's had one base hit today, a single to left field. Padres delivers to him, pops it across the outside corner, knee high for the strike. This could or could not be the turning point in this ball game. Marichal at first, Pagan at third. In comes the pitch to Keene. A soft curve is lined into left field for the base hit. Pagan comes in easily to score. Marichal goes to second to hold on. Snyder up for the ball, throws into Mari Wills. So the nothing-nothingness has been broken. Give Harvey Keene the run driven in, his 68th of the year. That's hit number three, run number one given up now by Fighters. Marshall is on at second base, and Chuck Hiller, the Giants' second baseman, is coming up to bat. Prior to this ball game today, the determination that you could read on the faces of the ball players very readily be seen. And the fans here this afternoon have been surprisingly quiet. Everyone's sitting around in anticipation, and well they might. Fighters is ready now, looks back at second, then delivers the plate. There's the attempted bunt missed, and the throw by Roseboro back to try to pick Marshall off at second base. It's thrown high, and Marshall comes on over to third base with Willie Davis firing back into the plate to make sure he doesn't try to come around and score. So Roseboro will be charged with an error, allowing Marshall, whom he had picked off. Marshall was moving. His throw allows Marshall to come over to third base. Harvey Keene played it close. He stayed right at first. He didn't move. So the Dodgers now have two errors. Runners at first and third. The pitch is swung on. There's a fly ball hit into left field. Duke Snider coming in for it. The tag up at third. Marshall will not try. Snider throws in the cutoff play. And they have the runner between first and second in the horsey. They throw by Gilliam. Hits the runner in the back. Marshall scores. The throw to the plate is not in time. Sends a fly ball to Duke Snider, and Marshall bluffed coming in. He wasn't going to bother. He started to duck back into third base. The cutoff play was made by third baseman Tommy Davis, and he threw up to Gilliam as they had Keene in a horsey between first and second. And then Gilliam grabbing the ball, throwing it back to first base to Moon to cover there, hit Gilliam in the back, or hit Keene in the back. And Keene got back safely to first base, and on the rundown, then Marshall came on in to score. We'll check up with the official score and see how he's going to score this one. Second run is in here in the third inning. The pitch is swung on and hit up the middle into center field by Alou for a base hit. Here comes the throw into third base, and it gets away from Tommy Davis. Back it up is Fighters, and runners wind up at second and third. So Alou singles up the middle. Harvey Keene moves around to third base. On the throw in, Billy Alou moves down to second. Walter Alston comes off the bench charging. That'll be hit number four given up by Fighters. We're still waiting for the official scorer's verdict as to whether an error or an error will be charged to Gilliam on the throw to first base. Right now, the totals read on the board. The Giants, three runs. Correction, two runs, four hits, and one error. And for the Dodgers, no runs, one hit, and two errors. We do know that one error has been charged to Fighters, one to Roseboro on the overthrow of second base. And we'll see now if they're going to charge another error. Well, as soon as the information comes over, we'll give it to you. But right now, rest assured, it is 2-0 in favor of the San Francisco Giants on four base hits. An error is being charged. An error is being charged to Jim Gilliam, as we had expected. So the run, Marshall scores on that error. And also, Harvey Keene was allowed his life at first base on that error. So that will be the third error in the ballgame for the Dodgers. Up at the plate, Willie Mays, and he's being intentionally walked. Intentionally fast. So that'll load him up. Willie Mays at first base on the intentional base on balls. That'll bring on Orlando Cepeda, the first baseman. Billy Alou is on at second base. Harvey Keene is on at third base. So the bases are loaded. with only one out here in the top of the third inning. Two runs have come scampering across the plate on three base hits. There have been two errors in the inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers. One charge to Roseboro and one charge to Jim Gilliam. Padres, with his back to the wall now, starts his motion, delivers to Cepeda, the pitch is swung on and fouled away, right up the third base side. Down in the bullpen for the Los Angeles Dodgers, looks as though we're going to have some activity. Probably will be Eddie Roebuck if he starts actually to throw. Orlando Cepeda, 0 for 1 in this ball game. He popped up to second base in the second inning. At game time, he was hitting at 306. The bases are loaded. Harvey Keene at third. Billy Palou at second. Mays is on at first, having been intentionally passed. Of course, the L.A. Dodgers are hoping for the opportunity of a double play. Padres is ready now. Comes set. Delivers. The pitch is swung on and hit down to Gilliam. He goes to second to Wills for one out to throw on the first. Double play. Orlando Cepeda, who has been the big wheel with the bat against these Los Angeles Dodgers all year long, and particularly here in this stadium, has just hit in with a double play from Gilliam to Wills and on the moon at first base. Erasing Willie Mays on the front end of the double play, two men were left on. Two runs on three base hits, two errors, two left, and the score at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play. It is the Giants 2, and the L.A. Dodgers have nothing.
Well, the Giants picking up two runs here in the top of the third to go out in front 2-0, as the Dodgers committed three big errors in the third inning, so they have their backs to the wall as they come to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Willie Davis, the center fielder, will lead off, and here's Al.
All right, George, here is Willie Davis with his .286 batting average, 21 home runs and 85 runs driven in. He hits left-handed. Swings on the first pitch by Marichal and doesn't get it. Davis standing back in now. Padres will follow. No one cracking up in the bullpen for the Dodgers. Marichal delivers, soft curveball, hit off the end of the bat down to third base. Davenport up with it, throws on to first base to Cepeda, and that's all for Willie Davis. One up, one out. Last half of the third inning. Ball game that has the Giants leading 2-0. Johnny Padres coming up the back. Johnny hitting left-handed, batting at 163. He has hit one home run this year and has five runs driven in. He's had 14 base hits for 86 times up. Hitting left-handed, he backs off from a fastball, and it's ripped in there for the strike. No ball, one strike count. Pitch to the plate, one line, hit down across the carpet to second. Hiller gobbles it up out of the dirt, throws on to Cepeda at first base, and Padres is down. Two up, two down in the bottom of the third inning. Batter coming up now will be Wills. Mari Wills. Mari Wills came up in the top half as a top batter in the last half of the first inning.